Hey everybody, this is Scott Graham, Extension Entomologist with Alabama Extension and Auburn University, and this Syngenta Pest Patrol Hotline is being recorded on Monday, June the 1st. Well, overall things have been pretty quiet due to all this rain that we've had. A lot of folks are finishing up planting, getting started on replants, and hopefully we'll be out of this weather pattern that we've had, get some sunshine, and get this cotton off and running. On this late planted stuff that's potentially that's out there, we'll say that the thrips model is still showing very low pressure, so I would expect our seed treatments to get us through the thrips window without supplemental sprays. Do keep in mind with all this moisture out there that there could be some oddballs like slugs, cutworms, or you know something like three-cornered alfalfa hoppers in the system, so keep scouting and monitoring fields while you're evaluating your emergence and stand, and don't let any insects threaten to reduce them below what we're dealing with now. So typically in Alabama, June means plant bugs, and so I'm sure we'll start picking some of them up in our oldest cotton that's squaring soon. Don't know exactly how all this rain is impacting things, but my guess is it's probably going to complicate plant bug management decisions a little bit. So Daisy Fleabane, which is the primary host of spring host of plant bugs, is probably going to persist for a while this month. And so this can cause what we call a trickle effect, where adult plant bugs will just slowly infest fields over a period of time. And so we don't just get one big movement and it was very obvious that we're at threshold and needed spray. This could even mean that we're gonna see lower sub-threshold numbers moving into fields over the period of a couple of weeks. At a certain point, we're gonna have to pull the trigger. If we've got a half a threshold for 2 weeks or 3 weeks, at some point we're going to have to pull the trigger and stop these plant bugs. Our primary goal is still to preserve at least 80% of our first position pinhead squares through the blooming window, but we also want to stop egg deposition and reduce the number of nymphs that are going to hatch out over the next couple of weeks as they grow and develop. So the best way to detect adult plant bugs in cotton is by using the sweep net. Our threshold is an average of eight adult plant bugs per 100 sweeps, or two per 25 sweeps if you break it down. Monitoring pinhead square retention is, again, a really good way to look at what injury is being done in the field currently. So since cotton plants put on new nodes approximately every 3 days, if you stay in that upper two or three nodes of the in the terminal, we'll know exactly what's happening in the field since the last time it was scouted. And so again, our threshold there is to maintain at least 80% of our first position pinhead squares. So I put some thoughts on control options on the blog, Alabama Insects blog. So if you go there and find it, you can see different options and maybe some pros and cons to each of those to help you make a decision. So I'll save that, save a little bit of time here on the recording. Do have some good news. Things are still quiet on the cotton jacid front. To date, we have not found any active populations in the real world in 2026. So nothing outside of like a big box store or something like that. So, you know, we're looking actively. Our colleagues in Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina are as well. And we're monitoring things, and we'll have an update on that as soon as we find it. Quickly, scout schools start this week, June 2nd at Headland at the Experiment Station. June the 4th, we're at Milstead Gin and Shorter. On June the 9th, we're at the Tennessee Valley Station in Belmona. June the 18th, we're going to be at Grant Farms in URI. And then on the 25th, we wrap it up at McCord's Fire Station number 1 in Center. So if you're around and looking to get CEUs for pesticide applicators or CCA points, if you're looking for a good lunch and some good information on scouting insects in cotton, peanuts, and or soybeans, try to stop by one and come see us. So with that, we'll sign off. As always, if we can ever be of any help, please reach out to myself, Ron Smith, or your local extension agent for more information or any way we can help. I hope everybody has a good week, and we'll be back to update the situation as things change.